That's what makes it fun. It's, otherwise, they're just cheap radios, but when you can start funking around with firmwares and stuff like that, I guess they become intriguing.
Yuppers. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's cool to see because maybe some of these, maybe the big three will take note of what people are doing with this and like, you know, oh, wow, these features seem to be common that everybody likes. Why don't we incorporate that in our radios? And then nobody has to have a hacked firmware. Here you go. And all that kind of stuff. Like, I imagine their next, like Yaesu's next HT, I bet you it has, like, some digital signal processing and stuff like that. Would it be worth buying? Probably not, but you never know.